There's a new sports show in Northeast Ohio, and one of the voices you will hear on the show and faces you will see is here with us today. Adam the Bull, formerly of 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, is now part of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. He is here today to talk about the new show and discuss the current landscape in collegiate athletics surrounding NIL. You can hear this conversation only right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, May 10th in the year 2022, and I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen of every single day. As soon as I heard that the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show was going to be debuting this week, I knew there was going to be a person I wanted to have from that show on this show to help promote something that I'm sure you will enjoy. Adam the Bull. Many of you have heard about him. You have heard him on the radio. And I'm just glad that he's able to come on the space of this year's podcast to discuss the new show and what's going on and how he views the current landscape in collegiate athletics surrounding NIL. Guys, this was a lot of fun. There's one word that comes up when Adam and I are discussing and talking. I hope you can pick it up. And maybe you're someone that goes back and starts this conversation over once you pick up on the word he says a lot and see how many times he says it during our conversation. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is Adam the Bull. He is one of the faces and voices you can watch every single day on YouTube, a part of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Adam the Bull, welcome to Locked On Buckeyes.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about the show, excited about the Buckeyes. A lot of exciting things happening. How many times can I say excited in one second?
Probably said a few more times. I said, this is a new show that he's a part of, no longer part of the radio station, now doing this new venture. What can you tell us as the show debuts this week? What can you tell us about the show and what sports fans can look forward to with the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show?
So I think there's a lot of things that are different from the other options for the Cleveland sports fan. Obviously, I've done traditional radio for over 20 years, and I did a show here in Cleveland for almost 11 years that I was very proud of. But there's restrictions in radio that we don't have. And one of them being the clock. Radio is so stuck with the clock, right? And there's so many, and yeah, I mean, probably as we go along and we get more sponsorships, and already there's people very excited to be a part of the show and people getting involved in sponsorships just as we're starting, and we'll have more commercial time eventually. But right now we have a lot of freedom to go as long as we want. In radio, you almost rarely have a segment more than even 15 minutes. Well, we went, our first segment was 35 minutes today. And the show was supposed to be over at 11. And if you have a radio show that ends at 11, you're end at 11. But we, you know, Bernie Kosar, was kind of a last minute ad to come in today. And so we just kept going because we're on YouTube and we have the flexibility. And so we just kept going right through the top of the hour. And I think we ended the show like 11:17, 11:18. Doesn't mean we're going to do it every day. I think probably most of the time we will end the show at 11 o'clock, but we're not stuck with this clock that we can't, that is not movable. So that's really exciting. And I think we're going to give a little more time. In Cleveland, the Browns are the biggest team. Everybody knows that. Everybody involved in the show knows that. There's no doubt about it. So the Browns will get a lot of conversation. However, I think what's happened in this town, and our radio show is guilty of this too, is the other teams get ignored too much. And I think we're going to make a point of talking about all the other teams. And in fact, we started with the Guardians today because it was the most relevant story coming off the big weekend series they had. We obviously talked a lot about the Browns, but the Buckeyes are going to get their due. The Guardians are going to get their due, and the Cavs as well. So we're not going to ignore the other teams in town as too many media outlets do.
I think one of the biggest things I noticed during the first show, and you hit it on it earlier, the time and the clock. I noticed that not just Jay Crawford just hosting and kind of conducting and orchestrating everything, but he allowed you guys to have space to have your own conversations among the three of you, just kind of going back and forth and bouncing ideas off. And that's what I think people will love about your show is the clock aspect with radio and even sometimes podcast, where you have to stick to a clock or a time element. Yeah. You don't have to do that at all. And you have time to make conversation maybe a tad bit longer than planned or maybe shorten things and maybe have a little bit longer for another topic. You have a lot more freedom, and I can tell already you enjoy the freedom that you have with this new show.
No doubt, Jay. It's 100% the case. I liked bouncing around from topic to topic, but when we hit on something that we wanted to go longer, and there's no script at all. You know, usually, obviously in radio, you don't often have scripts, and I never did. But in TV, you're often scripted. You know, people, and we're not. There's no script. We're not reading off anything. We have a plan going in of the subjects we're going to hit on. But beyond that, there's no, you know, nobody knows exactly what we're going to say. Even some of the elements like when we did the bad, good, bad bet and the top five list, we knew the topic of the top five list, but we didn't know what the list was. We just knew the topic. And same thing with the bad bet, good bet. We knew what the games were because we all had to pick them in advance, but we didn't know what the other guys picked. So we're not like preparing it so we have the perfect answer. It's the naturalness, if you will, of sports talk radio with the visual element and the time that nobody else has. Again, there's no sports television shows in Northeast Ohio. There isn't anything. There has been in the past. There hasn't been anything. And certainly there hasn't been anything like this where it's a panel and some segments I'll talk more, some segments Jay will talk more, some segments G will talk more. Today it was Tyvus, and he did a great job fitting right in, as we talked about. And then Mike Polk will be on a couple days a week. Brad Sellers will be on a couple days a week. And, you know, we're trying to get as many people in studio and make them, like when Bernie was there and when we have other people in studio, we want to make it be more of their part of the show that day rather than they're a guest that we're interviewing.
If you could, I know we've mentioned the names already, but kind of go a little bit more into who the voices and the faces people will see and hear on this show every single day.
So every day it's going to be me, G, and Jay. So G is Garrett Bush. Garrett is from Northeast Ohio. He played college football at Ohio University. I've known him for years. He's worked as a weekend host and fill-in weekday host at 92 Through the Fan, where I was working for many years. And I always liked Garrett, always thought he brought a great perspective that others did not. He's very passionate. He's very thoughtful. And he does an excellent job and has a great following. Jay Crawford, you know, the guy's been in this business forever. Yeah. He is, you know, people often throw around the term a pro's pro. And sometimes it's lame to say that, but he is the perfect example of a pro's pro. Like,
right.
He is prepared for every topic. He's the lead, the captain of the ship. You know, he is steering us. He has by far the most, you know, Garrett and I don't have any TV experience. Garrett's been doing YouTube videos. So that's his TV experience. He has some, I have zero. But Jay's been a TV professional and a national ESPN guy for a long time. And he came back home because he wanted to be back home. He could have stayed with ESPN, but he wanted to be back in Cleveland in his hometown. And so he's a pro's pro and also knows, you know, head to toes about all the teams in town. And Tyvus, obviously, as you know, was a great Buckeyes player. And he's recently got into the media world. And I thought really, you know, for a guy who's as inexperienced in the media as he is compared to the rest of us, I thought he did a tremendous job. He's great. He's doing a great podcast as well with somebody else that I know. And it was great to get him on board. He's normally going to be on. So Garrett, Jay, and I will be on every day. Mm-hmm. And then Tyvus normally will be on Wednesdays. We flipped it this week because Brad Sellers couldn't be on. So normally the fourth chair will be Brad Sellers, the former Chicago Bull, of course, who's from Northeast Ohio. He'll be on Mondays and Fridays. Tyvus will be on Wednesdays. And Mike Polk, who's a great comedian in the area, really funny guy, He's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He was with us behind the scenes today and was in our post-show meeting, so he's going to be ready to go. We haven't practiced with him yet either because he and Tyvus were both occupied last week, but we have done some practice with Brad Sellers, and Brad will be on Wednesday and Friday this week. So, yeah, it's a lot of interesting, diverse voices. I think that's important. And then in terms of and we want to have a female voice too, Aditi Kinkabwala, formerly the NFL Network. She just left the NFL Network. Mm. One of the best NFL reporters out there. She's going to be on with us. We're still working out the details, but we're hoping to have her quite often. And Bernie's going to be on, and Tim Couch is going to be on every Monday. And DeQuell Jackson, who is a really good Browns player last decade, he's going to be on every Friday. Joe Thomas will be on this week. Showtime Sean Porter is going to be on this week. We're going to have Maurice Claret next week. And Maurice is going to be in studio with us. So we're really excited about that guy who is. Everybody knows, and any Buckeye fan knows, the guy, you know, has really turned his life around and is, you know, doing great things. And so excited to have him on and talk about his story. So, yeah, I mean, you can tell I'm just, after 20 years in radio, it's a little weird for me to be on TV. I'm not used to being on camera, but I don't even care. I'm just enjoying talking sports and, you know, we're busting chops and having so much fun. It's really great.
More personal for you, was this an unexpected career move for you at this point in time?
It was. Well, it wasn't unexpected to leave the radio station because that was my choice.
Okay.
It was unexpected. I was not thinking about going on TV. I had decided I've been thinking for about 6 months about leaving 92.3 The Fan. And I told my bosses about it. I think it was January when I told them that I was ready to move on.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about going to TV at all. It wasn't even this job. I didn't even know about. I didn't even know they were doing this. But I was thinking about. I was, you know, planning to stay in radio, maybe go to podcasting, which I may be doing. So people will, you know,
okay,
still working things out. But that's going to be happening eventually. But I was thinking about moving. So, to be honest, I've meant references before, but I was. I love Cleveland. I love Northeast Ohio, but I just hate the winter weather. And as I hit 50 years old, I was thinking maybe I'll go work in a warm weather market, even though Cleveland's a much better sports market than any of the, well, than pretty much any market, but certainly better than any of the, you know, the warm weather markets. And so I was talking with some people, and then my last show on 92.3 The Fan on April the 1st, I got a call from the executive producer of this TV show. I didn't even know about it before that day. And he's like, I want to talk to you about a new TV show. And I said, today's my last day on the radio. Can we talk on Monday? And we talked on Monday. And but before the end of the week, we had an agreement. And I couldn't be more excited. Again, TV was not something I thought about. But when they told me about the concept for the show, that they wanted it to be a little like the old Best Damn Sports Show period on a local level, I thought the idea was great. Obviously there's some kinks we need to work out both, you know, for us in the technical side, but again, for a first show, I thought it was really fun. I think the people enjoyed it. We'll wait and see what the reaction is, but, this was totally unexpected, but I'm really excited. I'm really energized and now, you know, I'm happy to be staying. I was a little sad. I wanted to go to the warm weather and I still do in the winter. Yeah. But I was also a little sad that I might have been leaving town, and I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad I found something else that I wanted to do, something new. It's a challenge, but I'm really excited about it.
For those of you keeping track of the times that Adam has said excited during this episode, somebody tweet at me at jstevens07. Let me know what the tracker is right now to this point in this show, because I don't know. It's probably up to 20 now. I can just tell how much fun you're having already at day one, and how you're looking forward to really enjoying and being excited about this journey. I can just tell right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I had been doing a 5-hour radio show for 11 years and I loved it, but it was getting to the point where I was like, 5 hours, it's too long.
Buddy, that's a long time.
It was too long. It was too long. I was sick of doing 5 hours, and this is awesome because it's 2 hours, but they're like I said, today we were feeling it. We had the end and we went longer, and we'll do that sometimes. And I don't know. I'm trying not to say I'm excited, but I just, it really is energizing. It really is. So
You know what makes people excited, and college athletes specifically, is the whole NIL era. Less than a year into this thing, it's been probably bigger than what people thought. I still get sticker shock when I see and hear how much money these young athletes are making. Yeah. What is kind of your thoughts been about the new NIL era in collegiate athletics?
Love it, but I do have some concerns. I've always thought it was a disgrace that players could not make money. Mm-hmm. I think it was a disgrace to the NCAA. See, the reason it's so screwy is because the NCAA and these conferences didn't get in front of it. They knew this was
coming. Right.
It was coming, and they should have prepared for it better. My only concern is I don't want to see these young athletes get taken advantage of by, you know, some guy comes up, you know, some guy's like, hey, I can get you all these deals, and I'm a 19-year-old that doesn't know any better, and maybe end up giving that guy too big a cut of your money. I don't think there should be any restrictions in terms of how much money a player can make. If somebody wants to pay you $1 zillion, then pay me $1 zillion. I don't care. I always thought it was insane that the coaches, like that the players were almost held to this higher standard than the coaches. The coaches can leave whenever they want. They can get paid whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. A player wants to change schools. I know that's not NIL, but that it was such a big deal. Now they can change. And I am totally in favor. In fact, I think high school students should be able to make money off their name, image, likeness as well. Now, obviously high school students in general are not going to make that much money, but if they have the ability, you know, if I'm in high school and I'm a great golfer, if I'm a great tennis player, if I'm a great actor, I can make as much money as I want. Why shouldn't a football player or a basketball player or whatever, baseball, women's basketball, right? Soccer, whatever it is. If you can make money off your name, so be it.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet online, where the game starts. I think the salary cap conversation some people are having is kind of bogus. I mean, how are you going to tell say you're a business owner, I'm a business owner, and I want to spend $1 million a year on the quarterback at Ohio State. How are you going to tell me as an organization how much money I can spend? That doesn't make any sense. Now, I understand if it's like, say, Ohio State was pay for play, which I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Let's say Ohio State was trying to pay the athletes. Well, of course, there might be a salary cap there because that's a college team. But that's it's really hard to control a business that when you are not controlling said business on a day-to-day prior to that. I think the whole salary cap thing is bogus, but I enjoy seeing the players at Ohio State that are getting the cars from dealerships in Columbus saying, hey, here's a car for you. Go drive it for a little bit. When it gets so many miles, bring it back. We'll get you another one. I like that. I like how Cardale Jones and other people are assisting these young athletes to get the money. But once again, like you mentioned earlier, the NCAA quickly dropped the ball. Quickly, they've done it for a long time. They dropped the ball and not getting ahead of it, and now they're trying to get ahead of it now or trying to stop some things that are happening. But it's like, buddy, like you guys have had the power to control this for decades. And I say decades on purpose because you can go up and look in Google. This has been something that people have wanted for a very, 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 very long time. And you are now trying to say, well, now we want to get in front of it. Now we want to try to slow things down. Maybe you should have thought about that 20, 30, 40 years ago so that we're not right now in an area where things are a little chaotic because the NCAA didn't stop something or didn't prepare for something they could have easily prepared for.
Yeah, 100%. And it's insane, right? Because if they had 5 years ago said, okay, we're gonna make it legal for guys to make money and women to make money off their own name, and here's the rules, then maybe eventually those rules would have been fought, but it wouldn't have been as crazy and chaotic as it is now. So they are completely to blame. And I think about like Jim Tressel, right? Like, and he got fired for nothing. And those guys got in trouble for the pants or it's just, now you think back and you're like, what a joke. That guy lost his job over that.
So that was always a joke to me. I mean, the whole thing that they got something, they traded it for tattoos, and all of a sudden the coach is doesn't have his job anymore. The athletes and their stats are no longer in the record books. It never made sense. And I think even if you talk to someone now that's 15, 16 years old, and you say, hey, man, but back in 2011, this happened to the Ohio State quarterback. They're like, wait, are you serious? Like, he got in trouble for that? That's stupid. But that's literally how things are. I even said on the show recently, I talked to one of my friends who doesn't care about sports, doesn't have any issue, like doesn't have the desire to talk about it like you and I do or watch it. But I was describing to them some of the things that go on in college sports. They're like, wait, are you serious? That doesn't make any sense. And if they're saying it, that's one thing. But we're saying it. It's kind of weird. If you're outside and inside, the same thing is weird. Things don't make sense. And I don't know how quickly the NCAA can stop the boosters or slow things down with them kind of buying the recruits and the transfers. I don't know, because they've had so much leeway previously. I don't know if it's a 6-month plan or a 12-month plan or a 2-year plan before things get slowed down, because I'm 18, 19. If I can get $1 million, I want to try and get that $1 million. Are they going to say I can't play? Are they going to suspend me? Well, players haven't got suspended yet, so I'm going to try to get that money. And I feel bad for the NCAA. Like, they messed up. And once again, they're trying to pick up the pieces of their mess. I don't know how quickly they can do it.
Oh, I don't feel bad for them at all. And in fact, you know, obviously Gene Smith was recently alluding to the fact that maybe they're going to break away college football from the NCAA, which I think is where we're headed. By the way, somebody give Reggie Bush his Heisman Trophy back. I mean, completely ridiculous. But I think we may be headed to even bigger super conferences and the top schools pulling away from the NCAA. I think, who knows what the future is going to hold for college football. There's already been a lot of change, obviously, in recent years, and I think there's a lot more to come.
Do you think that breaking off of the NCAA is wise for the top level of college football?
I do. Well, I mean, right, it's always about every last dollar. Can you make every last dollar? And the more money there is in the program, the better it is for, I guess, everybody, I think. Maybe not the fans, necessarily, but if there's money, I think there's more money to be made. If, you know, even within the conference, like when you say when we pull away, like, does Rutgers come? Does Illinois come? I mean, Ohio State doesn't need those schools. Ohio State needs Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, maybe a couple others. But think about, like, I know this is crazy and college football fans probably hate this, but what if someday we see where it's like the top 4 to 6 teams in each of the big conferences just pull away from even their own conferences and become this one super conference of 30, 40 teams with all the best programs that make the most money, and they're just sharing it with them instead of everybody else in college football, you know, because if I never see Ohio State play some of these, you know, cruddy teams again, I got no problem with it. Now, I want the kids who are going to the MAC and be able to still play football and get a scholarship. I think we got to figure that out. But in the end, these universities only care about every last dollar. And I think we're headed in that direction. Yeah.
I think so too. If you could we're out of time. This was so much fun with you having you on the show. If you could let everyone know one more time how excited you are about this Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, and kind of give one more last plug before we close up shop.
I don't look good boxing. I look like this. I look like Butterbean. Remember that guy Butterbean, that boxer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stream it live on YouTube. If you can't watch it live, you can watch it on YouTube after, either as a whole show or the segments get broken up. There's going to be a podcast of the show if you just want to hear the audio on Apple and all the other places you can get it. Again, Jay Crawford, myself, and Garrett Bush will be on every day, and Tyvus and Brad and Mike Polk will be, you know, with us a couple days a week, and we're going to have all the top guests, all the big names in town. We're talking not just Browns. Yeah, plenty of Browns. Buckeyes, Cavs, Guardians, pretty much every day we'll hit on each team, and we are so excited. We're so excited, Jay, and I'm excited to be on with you, and I appreciate you having me on.
No problem, Adam. This was fun. You can follow Adam on Twitter at AdamTheBullFAN. You can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. We'll continue the Buckeye talk here all week long on Locked On Buckeyes. Just like you should check out this show, check out the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show every single day on YouTube. Guys, you'll have a lot of fun with that. Adam, thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Jay. Thanks.